I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO. The leadership of Juneau Ski Area is asking city officials for $2 million to buy a used aerial gondola system that could operate in the winter and summer. Scooping it up could save tens of millions of dollars compared to buying new. Eagle Crest Ski Area officials want the Juneau Assembly to act quickly before the window closes to buy the rare gondola system they're eyeing, but several Assembly members are uncomfortable with the tight timeline for vetting. The Juneau Assembly decided on Monday to give Eagle Crest officials 2 more weeks to flesh out their pitch to buy a used gondola system. At the end of the month, the Assembly intends to hold a public hearing and final vote on the $2 million request. The ask first came to the Juneau Assembly during a committee meeting on February 2nd. For the Assembly to make a final decision in less than a month is unusually fast for this kind of business. Here's Deputy Mayor Maria Gladyszewski.
We are really scrambling in an incredibly advanced timeline for a government body to analyze something. Why is this such an emergency right now?
Eagle Crest General Manager Dave Scanlon says opportunities to buy used gondola systems that suit the ski area's needs and ambitions are very rare. He found one on the market now. It's in Austria and still in use, but will be dismantled and replaced with a higher capacity lift beginning in April.
So we have a short window to secure this lift before it goes to another buyer or has a different fate.
If approved, Scanlon says there are many decisions ahead about how exactly to use the gondola system. It could be used to replace the aging Ptarmigan chairlift, which was also purchased used. It's been operating since the ski area opened in 1975. Or the gondola could be an additional lift that goes to the top of the ridge. That would make more terrain accessible in the winter. It's also a cornerstone for lots of ideas to expand summer activities on the mountain while keeping tourists out of the weather.
And what's unique about it is it has much, much lower operating costs, much lower maintenance costs, and it's a very simple, basic machine, yet it's able to do what we need it to do in both summer and winter seasons.
He estimates the installation would cost another $6.5 million, and it should be able to run without major maintenance for another 20 years. Before getting to installation, officials would have to figure out where the gondola would actually go. That means getting geotechnical work done and collecting wind data at different sites. The pros and cons of different alignment options would be weighed out with more public input and without rushing. That doesn't sit well with Assemblymember Carol Treem.
What I am hearing tonight and from the board meeting on Friday is that we are being asked to buy it and then have the public process, and I don't think that's the appropriate way to do this.
Treem and Alicia Hughes-Scandes voted against moving the measure forward. Assemblymember Wade Bryson is not a skier, though he is a businessman, and he hasn't always supported funding for the ski area. But he's a fan of the gondola plan and expanding summer operations.
When it comes down to it, the community is going to say, no, you got to keep Eagle Crest open. And this is the least expensive way that we can ensure the future of Eagle Crest.
Scanlon has put together a financial model that predicts how different cruise ship tourism numbers and spending habits would play out for a bare bones gondola experience in the summer. He estimates that with about 300 visitors a day, Eagle Crest could keep operating as it does now, with the city kicking in about $1 million a year for operations and capital projects. Scanlon thinks it's reasonable to expect higher visitor numbers that would eliminate the ski area's need for local taxpayer support. That's what Bryson likes.
Let's put our business hats on and let's see if we can't make some money. It's not against the rules for Eagle Crest to be profitable.
If the Assembly opts out of buying this particular gondola system, Scanlon says a comparable new one would likely cost something like $22 million, plus spending 2 or 3 years on a manufacturer's wait list. As for the Ptarmigan lift, Scanlon says it could be replaced with something comparable or higher capacity for a few million dollars. If you want to weigh in, you can email boroughassembly@juneau.org. The Juneau Assembly plans to take public testimony on February 28th before its final vote on the gondola purchase. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.